Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. In the last podcast, we discussed a very, very important, critical yesod in the tshuva process, and that is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, goodness to us. Hakaras HaTov is the key, is the way that one can return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we recognize how much Hashem has given us. Every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every year, that is an impetus to thank Hashem and ultimately to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come closer and closer to Hashem as a form of very, very basic tshuva. However, today I'd like to discuss another critical element in the tshuva process, just as important and just as earth-shattering as the last podcast. And that is based upon a yesod that Reb Shlomo Hoffman noted from his rabbeim, from Rabbi Isaac Scher, and from Yechatzkel Sarner. Reb Shlomo Hoffman was an outstanding educator, mechanech, a bal musar, machshava, a thinker, a counselor, somebody who learned in the Chevron Yeshiva over 80 years ago, passed away several years ago, and some of his writings and some of his lectures and shiurim were printed in Hebrew several years ago posthumously, and recently in his book, Secrets of the Soul, a book, a compilation that his Talmidim put out, Reb Shlomo Hoffman discusses something that he heard from his Rosh Yeshiva, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yechatzkel Sarner, that took place to him in 1938. Rabbi Hoffman said that he was walking in the hallway of the yeshiva in Chevron when Rabbi Yechatzkel Sarner stopped him and said to Rabbi Hoffman, "Why do you look so serious? Why do you look so sad?" Rabbi Hoffman responded, said, "We're in the middle of a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's the middle of a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. How could I be happy? How could I be excited? It's serious. It's intense. Of course I look serious and sad. I'm trying to do tshuva. I'm writing, working very hard. The Rambam writes that we should be a different person when we emerge from the tshuva process. Leaving Elo, leaving Rosh Hashanah, leaving Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Nila. I need to be a different person. How could I be nervous? How could I not be frightened? How could I not be serious? How can I not be sad? How can I ever attain and reach such a level?" Rabbi Yechatzkel, he says, shouted at him and said, "Why are you following the stringent opinion of the Rambam who writes that we have to become completely different? Ish acher. Our approach, la halacha, follows Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, in the beginning, in Os Beis of the entire Shari Tshuva, that the approach of Tshuva has to be that we are on the right path. We're standing on the right path. We're headed in a certain direction. We're not going to complete the process. We're not going to be completely changed and different when we emerge from Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. But the goal of Tshuva means that we're on the right path. We're headed in the right direction." And Rabbi Hoffman explains that Rav Yechatzkel Sarner, in his writings in Dal Yosi Cheskel Chele Gimel, had two rayas from two gemaras, where you see very clearly that the yesod of tshuva is not finishing the process, but rather it's being on the path. The gemara says in Maseches Nida Daf Ayin Amud Beis, there's a stira in two psukim. One pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Kilo echpots bemos hameis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not desire that people should be killed and die as a result of their wicked deeds. As opposed to a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, "Ki chafetz Hashem lamisam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy, to kill those who are not following His path. The Gemara answers, how do you reconcile these two verses, these two psukim? One indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the end, the death of Rishayim, and another pasuk seems to indicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in seeing the death of Rishayim. And the Gemara answers, kan ba'osin tshuva, kan b'she'enosin tshuva. It depends. Are there people who are doing tshuva? Are there people who are not doing tshuva? And if people are doing tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in their destruction and demise and death. Those who, however, who are not doing tshuva, those are the ones who Kadosh Baruch Hu will have to take and leave this world. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Rabbi Yechatzkel Sarner and other Gedolei Yisrael that Rabbi Hoffman quoted were medayik in this Gemara. It says, kan be'osin tshuva. There are those who are doing tshuva. They're on the path. It doesn't say kan be'asu tshuva. There are those who have completed tshuva. There are those who have completed the process. It's not an end game. Rather, kan be'osin tshuva. You're in the process of tshuva. You're on the right path. You're headed in the right direction. That's osin, doing tshuva, as opposed to asu, that tshuva has been completed. And Rabbi Yechatzkel Sarner added another raya to this, based upon the Gemara Maseches Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Machatas ve'ashem mechaprim." Just like chatas and ashem, the two karbanos are only mechaper al hashavim for those who do tshuva with it. Af yom kippurim ein mechaper ela al hashavim. It's not automatic. It's not just simple. Just you bring a karban chatas and a karban ashem. You just have yom kippur and then you're going to be wipe your slate clean. but it has to come with shavim. And again, Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna says it doesn't say shavu, that they have returned, that they have completed the process, but rather al hashavim, those who are on the right path, those who are headed in the right direction. Tshuva doesn't mean that I'm going to finish. It doesn't mean that I'm here today and gone tomorrow and I'm a different person completely and I've finished the job. Absolutely not, and it's explicit in Sefer O Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the end of Maimer Laman, writes, "Kein gam inyan osim tshuva, ve'einam osim tshuva." That's the Gemara Meseches Nida, daf Ayinam Abay, says Rabbi Yisrael, "Hu al pchina yidia sichlis." If a person is on the path of tshuva, if a person is headed in the direction where he understands, he recognizes what has to be done, what has to take place, says Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that's what it means, asu tshuva, and that's what it means, shavim, that there's a process, there's a direction, we're headed somewhere. It can't be that this year, I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara. This year I'm never going to ever be Mechal Shabbos, even with the littlest, smallest way. This year it's never going to be possible that I'm ever going to have a bad Kavana during Kriya Shmar Tvila. No. There's a step. There's a process. I'm going to start maybe learning Chafetz Chaim. I'm going to start having Kavana in the first words of Kriya Shema. I'm going to start having Kavana in one bracha. Not all my brachos, but there has to be an approach that I'm headed in the right path and headed in the right direction. And this, explained to Shlomo Hafner, is the approach of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the approach of Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna, all based upon Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Shaarei Teshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter added a parable, a mashal, to explain this. And he said, imagine a person was headed from destination A to destination B, and that destination would take 1 hour trip to get from A to B. And then all of a sudden you realize that you're headed in the same direction for 2 hours and you haven't reached the direction. 3 hours, you're still not in the right place. You should have been there 2 hours ago. It was only a 1 hour trip, and here I am several hours later and I'm still not there. And all of a sudden you ask an individual that you bump into, you know, I was headed to destination B and I'm not there. The person says, you're going the wrong way, my friend. Of course, you should have taken a turn much earlier. You're now 3 hours away from your destination as opposed to 1 hour where you originally were supposed to be headed. Explained Rabbi Yisrael, that's much different. Despite the fact that you're now three times as far away from your destination as you originally were, you're far better off now than you were originally, because now you're headed in the right direction. Before you turned around, no matter how close you were, you would have never reached your destination because you were going the wrong way. Tshuva, explains Reb Shlomo Hafman, based upon the Gedolei Yisrael who we just mentioned, is being headed in the right direction. So of course it might take 3 hours. It might take 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. I may have asked from tshuva as a lifelong process. But the goal is to be in the right direction, to head on the right path, to be going in the right way. It can't be a process that's going to be completed overnight. It's an impossibility. That's not tshuva. And we need to recognize and understand that, because this can change a person's entire avoda during Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. And this is the Chiddush we'll talk about in another podcast about the Kabbalah Kitana of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Do something very small. Take something upon yourself this coming year that's very different, that's very small, not a massive, drastic, incredible change, because that's not going to succeed. That's not going to last. It's going to go one day here and one day there, and it's gone tomorrow. The goal of the Kabbalah Ketan is to be headed in the right path. It's hislamdos. It could take shanim rabos. It could take many years to change. That's the language of the Rambam when he talks about kavan and kriyashman, tefillin and kriyas haTorah. It's a lifelong avoda. Torah and being a Torah Jew is not something that's a quick fix. We're so used to that. Today, everything's so fast. In 1 day, 2 days, if the mail doesn't come, if my package doesn't come, if I can't figuring everything out between 24 to 48 hours, then there's something wrong. Not when it comes to tshuva. It's a lifelong process. We have to get better and better every year. And every year I'm more different. And every year I'm changed a little bit more. But it's going to take time. Let's head on the right path. Let's be people who are osim tshuva. Let's be people who are shavim, headed in the direction, headed in the right path, and thus fulfill the charge of a Bisrael Salanter to be headed in the right direction. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, wishing you a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.